for that. Well, for a further word on this, we're joined by Labour's spokesperson on finance, Jed Nash. Very good afternoon to you, Deputy
afternoon,
Nash.
Brian.
And thank you for talking to us this afternoon. What did you make of what you heard, particularly a little earlier from Damien English?
Yeah, look, this is a really, really worrying time for jobs and for our economy. We know the exposure that Ireland has to big tech. I mean, 7% of all Irish jobs are in the ICT sector, and that actually constitutes 12% of our income tax take as well. So this isn't just a Dublin phenomenon either. We know about Facebook and the threats there and the problems with Twitter, but there's been issues in the undergrowth over the last few months. I mean, PayPal and Dundalk and my own constituency shed several hundred jobs earlier on this year, and the US payments firm, a mid-sized firm called Yapstone, closed its doors in Drogheda this month, shedding 100 jobs. So we know as well from stock market valuations that all the indications were that there was going to be an overcorrection or a correction this year, and that some of these firms were in fact overvalued. So there was probably an inevitability that some of these firms overshot the runway in terms of adding jobs over the last few years, and there is a correction. So the question now for government and IDA is, what is the scale of these job losses? What's the scale? What is IDA going to do to minimise those job losses? And actually, I'm very interested to hear what government has to say in relation to Stripe, because we know that Stripe is in effect an Indigenous Irish company. The Irish Strategic Investment Fund took out a €42 million investment in Stripe last year. So I'm a little concerned to hear from the Minister that there is a lack of information in the Department of Enterprise and in IDA in relation to the position of Stripe and what they expect to happen in terms of jobs.
Right. It's a wretched situation for anybody to be told they're losing their job. But can they and we take at least some comfort from the fact that we have virtually full employment at the moment, and that there are, as Damien English was telling us, many, many hundreds, if not thousands, of vacancies, particularly in the tech sector?
Well, there are. There's no doubt about that. And we do know as well that the tech sector in Ireland is diversifying. We've seen the development of some small and mid-sized Indigenous tech firms over the last few years, some of that with significant state investment. But I would say this, and the Labour Party's been saying this for some time. For a long time now, we've identified the need for the state to diversify our economy more generally. There is an excessive reliance on foreign direct investment for high-value, high-paying jobs. We want to make sure that we can see Ireland, you know, developing its Indigenous enterprise base in a much better way over the next period of time. And that's why we've been calling for example, a white paper, which is being developed now by the Department of Enterprise in terms of a new national industrial policy that will continue to ensure that we can attract the kind of high quality foreign direct investment we've experienced in this country over the last 25 to 26 years, but also growing our Indigenous enterprise base, making it more productive, and making sure that we can scale up our Indigenous enterprise base to make sure that it exports. That's where the value is.
Very good. Jed Nash of Labour, thanks for that.